Good evening, everyone. My name is Sipo, and I'm a proud member of Tough Love, more specifically the Brave Podcast series. I'm pretty sure that you've heard this voice several times when it comes to this part of your night. And it's once again an honor as well as a privilege to be here tonight to share yet another topic around the concepts of codependency and the recovery from it. Today, we're going to be talking about something that is actually part of the core of our program. We're going to be talking about values and standards. No? We're going to go through quite a few dictionary meanings when it comes to these particular words. But the reason why we're going to be talking about this is because we have sort of noticed a pattern. And when I say we, I mean those of us that have struggled with codependency as well as for codependency. If that makes sense. When I say for codependency, I'm not talking about in support of the disease, but the recovery from it. And standards are important because we often find that those who suffer from this particular affliction, myself included, at some point in our life, we compromised on those standards. And a lot of the time when it comes to our recovery, there's that question that comes up as to how exactly do we maintain it after we've gotten to that point where we've at least started a program, identified exactly what it is that needs to go. There's that entire question of, okay, now that that's been established, what needs to stay? And that's where the entire concept of standards comes in, you know? Now, standards exist to act as placeholders for our self-worth, basically. The more we compromise on the standards, the more we compromise on some aspect of ourselves. You know, to some degree, we can actually feel the effect of compromising on our standards. It often comes across as some type of subtle pain. And because that's the case, we can actually start to develop a sense as to when we're transgressing against our own personal values. Notice how I use those words interchangeably, standards as well as values. And the reason why is because they work hand in hand, you know? A value is something that I hold in high regard. And a standard is something that I consider to hold that value in place. I know that doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense. That's my own personal definition. So a value is something that I place quite a lot of importance in. Like let's say dignity, for example. And a standard would be the way I carry, or rather the way I approach my values, you know? Now, the best way to approach the value of dignity is to act in dignifiable ways. And in so doing, I set the standard of how I'm to behave with regards to this value, you know? And what often happens to us when we're in the midst of codependency is that we lose our sense of value, we lose our standards, you know? And more painfully still, we get used to the concept of losing them. You know, we get used to the fact that we get used to compromising on these in order to keep toxic people in our lives. And when we often come into the program, start working it, we usually do so from a position of a deficit, you know, a standards deficit, you know, so to speak. And if that isn't addressed, eventually it forms yet another rift. And to people like us, particularly those that struggle with codependence, as well as, you know, inescapable relationship, enmeshment, attachment styles, etc., etc., if we don't fill that void after, you know, the more toxic elements have been removed from it, if we don't fill that void with something worth value, then eventually we're drawn to those very same things that gave us that void in the first place. And that's sort of why I wanted to discuss standards and values with you today. You know? Because when we look at the entire process, the progression away from codependency, there's also that entire question as to what helps us maintain that progression. And that's pretty much where those two things go. Now, values often, you know, help us move towards something, you know. They, like I said, they act as placeholders, and they often determine the trajectory of our lives. Now, a lot of the times we find ourselves with partners based purely on that value deficit, you know. Notice how codependency often starts off before we actually, you know, get involved in toxic relationships. Or rather with other people, toxic relationships with other people. And that's often because our involvement with a toxic relationship, our involvement with ourselves is rather toxic as well. There's no affirming hand. That's often why when some of us don't necessarily, when some of us aren't rescuing other people, we often feel a sense of betrayal, you know, a sense of discomfort. And in a lot of ways, when we start practicing values, when we start developing a standard as to how to, you know, actually go about pursuing those, it often comes across as discomfort. We find ourselves treating ourselves better, you know. And at first, we often feel as though we don't deserve it. At some point, it even feels as though we've stolen it. And that already just reflects on the level of value we place in ourselves. Now, there's a reason why we've spoken about self-concepts. There's a reason why I've spoken about self-esteem in these podcasts. And it sort of helps us attach it to the entire concept of values. You know? Now, in a lot of 12-step programs, they talk about principles that a person has to practice in their daily lives in order for them to move in an upward or a trajectory away from their disease. And when it comes to codependency, it's pretty much the same. I think in most cases, amongst in comparison to most 12-step fellowships and programs, that's the one thread that is, you know, consistent through and through, particularly when it comes to codependency, is the importance of principles, you know? And the reason why we practice these principles is because they contribute to the value that we have in ourselves. Now, by compromising on various aspects of our well-being, what we've actually been doing is diminishing our sense of value, you know? When we look at ourselves at the end of the day, it becomes quite hard for us to actually, you know, place any real significant value in ourselves. We often value ourselves based on our ability to serve others. You know, and although that often sometimes might, you know, be an escape from self-centeredness, to some degree, you know, by trying to alleviate that void within us by doing so, we're actually robbing ourselves of a much more healthier experience of ourselves. And ultimately speaking, if we spend enough time in that particular environment, we end up actually feeling like rather terrible people. And this is often when we're doing things that are good for ourselves. You know, when we go out and go for that jog, start taking care of our well-beings, it often feels like we're betraying ourselves, where in actual fact, we're actually betraying our diseases. And the more we're betraying our diseases, the more we're honoring ourselves. And the more we're honoring ourselves, we're setting the standard for other people to honor us as well. Funny enough, when it comes to recovery from codependency, sometimes there's a lot more automatic processes that happen. Initially, they may have been deliberate, but then that's often what sets the ball rolling. And that's one of the rewards of recovery, is that as easy as it was to fall, sometimes, you know, we get to those points where it actually becomes a little bit easier to rise from, you know, those challenges that we're presented with in recovery. You know, those enticements, those, well, what I like to call open doors to going back to the way that we used to be, the way things used to be, or the people we used to be with. And the question is, how does a person develop the ability to say no to those things that we have never really quite been able to say no to? And how do we actually develop the ability to mean it? And that's through values and standards. Sometimes in order to maintain my standard, my self-worth, my self-esteem, you know, as well as just about any aspect of value I have in myself, I have to have a standard, which often means that I do permit certain things in my life and I don't permit certain things as well. we talk about boundaries, and you know, they work in the same way as cell membranes do. We've got the permeable, we've got the semi-permeable, and we've got the impregnable ones, you know. And that often determines what enters into our lives, as well as what we attach ourselves to, you know. Now, a lot of the times we enter into the program, we don't really have any boundaries, and that's often how we can identify that we don't have any value in ourselves. You know, no one places guards outside their toilets. A lot of the times they place them around the things that, you know, they consider to be valuable. And the reason why they do that is so that those can remain intact. When you look at values and standards, values are those things that we cherish, and the standards are those guards that we place in place to stand guard over those things that we value. In the same way as, you know, those of us that value dignity conduct ourselves in a dignifiable way, it's the same as those that, you know, to those of us that value respect or honesty. The more we practice, the more we enforce the standard, reinforce the standard. And the more we reinforce the standard, the more value we find ourselves adding to ourselves. You know? And that's often the goal when it comes to, you know, recovery from codependency. A lot of the times we look at lives that we consider to be worthwhile. We look at activities that we consider to be worthwhile. You know, things that move us away from our disease and towards unconditional self-love. Because a lot of the times what we often try to do as codependents is that we try to play this really interesting game where we try and prove to ourselves just how far our love goes. And a lot of the times we realize that it goes pretty far, but then the one thing that we use to identify that is by how we get involved with impossible cases. To a point that we often overlook the one impossible case that's constantly with us, and that's ourselves. And a lot of the times we often just have to turn our focus inward. And the moment we do that, we see that void. We see what's missing. And we do what most codependents do whenever they see that. But instead of doing it for others, we do that for ourselves. We start to live in a way that fills that void with what's missing. A higher power, a healthier lifestyle that moves onward and upward as time goes on. You know, we become stronger as people, and we find that that often happens automatically so long as we walk this path. And that's the beauty of it, you know? That's the beauty of this journey, is that it's the journey that constantly keeps giving. And it does so, so that we can at least understand when and how to give. That's it from me tonight, you know. Thank you for letting me clarify standards and values for you. And I hope that you took something away from this. And I hope to hear from you next week. I'll attach a few resources to this podcast so that those of you that want to do a bit of research on, you know, entire notions of standards and values can at least do so at your own expense and at your own leisure. Thank you very much for letting me be of service, and I hope that you have an amazing night.